Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Women of Destiny Podcast. Amen. Tonight, we want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. We want to thank you for our, thank God for our international presiding bishop, Bishop Deb Robinson. We want to thank God for our international overseer of women and our own beloved Bishop Marie Lackland. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to ask if Bishop Crosby would come with the scripture and that overseer please come with prayer.
Yes. You asked me to do the scripture, Elder Pate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Pray. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I shall read in your hearing from Psalm, the 85th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the first verse for those of you who would like to follow with me. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thy anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thy anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thy anger to all generations? Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. I have read in your hearing Psalms 85, verses 1 through 13. The Lord always adds a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Cosby. Overseer Pate, would you come with our prayer, please?
Yes, we honor Highness Presiding Bishop Derek Robinson, King of the Deputy Fellowship International, and Bishop Lackland, and all those on the line tonight as we go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us of our sin, Lord God. Oh God, help us, Father, to pray and surely and sold out according to thy word, Father. We lift up the speaker tonight, Father, Bishop Lackland, praying that the Holy Ghost move in her like never before, Father. And we hear what thus said the Lord God, that it changes us, rearranges us, and corrects us, Father, so that we don't end up in here. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor that everyone on the airway, the radio, the podcast, whatever measure you use, God, let us hear what thus said the word God. And turn and do our Father. Jesus, help us to be saved and show enough saved, Father. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor that is through your name. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Overseer Pate. Amen. So at this time, we're going to get our hearts and our minds ready to get ready to receive our instructions from our International Overseer of the Women, Bishop Marie Lackland. Let's give God some praise as she comes. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's Hallelujah. Lift up Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's worthy on tonight. There's nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Certainly, we do give God the glory that is due his name. We thank God for Jesus, our Savior and soon coming King, and the Holy Ghost, our keeper. Somebody on the line knows something about the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for the host that watched over us all day and all night. Hallelujah. Thank God for our host tonight. Elder Jerry Pate. We give God glory for you and thank God for her setting up this podcast so we can come together and commune with one another. Certainly, we want to thank God for each of you men, women, and of God, and those that are online and those who are listening in. We give God glory. Hallelujah. And we're going to go right into our podcast on tonight, and I want you to be reminded that this is not a dictatorship, but it is a relationship. And if you have some background noise going on in your phone, if you would please mute it for us, we would certainly appreciate it. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading in our hearing from the Gospel according to John, chapter 11. I will be reading verses 1 through 3, verses 20 through 27, and verse 44. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Going down to verse 20. Hallelujah. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall live again. He shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Last verse 44, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. The word of God in our hearing on tonight. And beloved, it may be strange that what we're going to talk about on tonight, but as always, I always seek the Lord on, you know, what we should discuss, you know, and I thank God for the women of destiny because they're such amazing women, such gracious and kind women. Hallelujah. Elder Paige, do you know what that noise is?
Pastor, I'm trying to see because I need for everybody to check your phone. If you're making, if a sound is coming from your phone, then it's your phone because it's hard to over, Bishop K, over talk that noise and it's really loud. So I don't know who phone is coming from.
Okay, thank you so very much. Hallelujah. And we know things happen, but, you know, Satan is always busy. Hallelujah. If you don't have any adversity, no attacks, amen, evidently he is not concerned about you. But as I was seeking the Lord on what we should discuss tonight as women of God and men of God, the Lord spoke to me and he said, the end is not the end. And I was like, my God, the end is not the end. And so God began to minister to me and let me know that because of this death that has been plaguing our land, our nation, the world, there are so many despondent people, so many people that are down and sad, even tonight, because of the loss of a loved one. Hallelujah. This, we want to honor our international presiding bishop. I don't remember if I said that the noise was kind of distracting me, but we also want to recognize Jesus. He is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Is that much better, everyone?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you so much.
So I began to look at this year of 2020, how it has brought in so much unexpected sorrow, pain and grief and loss of life, death that seemingly caught the world by surprise. It seems like this demon called COVID-19 just came out of nowhere and started attacking, started killing folk on the left hand and on the right hand. And though death is nothing new, God did not create you and I to die. Hallelujah. But because of sin, because God told Adam, thou shalt not eat of the tree that's in the midst of the garden, praise the Lord, and the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. But because Adam disobeyed God, matter of fact, he went a step farther, and he walked in the spirit of rebellion. Because when you get a direct word from God, God is letting you know what precisely what he wants you to do. And when you disobey that word, you're walking in the spirit of rebellion. Come on, somebody. Y'all can talk back to me tonight. It's not a dictatorship. It's a relationship. And if you have something, just jump in. Amen?
Yes,
amen.
So because Adam and Eve sinned, they disobeyed God, then the first biological death, quoted in scripture in the first 4th chapter of the Bible. Hallelujah. It talks about how Cain rose up and killed, he murdered his baby brother. Now, the Bible says that a brother is born for adversity. So a brother is born to protect, to guide, to help, to assist their brothers and sisters. How many know that we are our brothers and sisters' keeper? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
so
yes,
so
yes,
this demon is called Abel off guard. Saying something?
She said hallelujah.
So it caught him off guard. But on that day, on that very day, that the brother rose up against the brother, and that's what's going on in society today. We are rising up against one another. If we're not killing one another with a gun or a knife, come on, somebody, we're killing one another with our tongue. Oh, God, we're rising up against one another and killing one another. Death was activated, and that was the first time recorded that a dad and a mom lost a son, that a brother lost a sibling. And there is someone on the call tonight who has lost a dad, lost a mom, a son or a daughter, even a husband and a wife and a loved one. But the Lord is reminding us that the end is not the end.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All
somebody,
right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is why when we lose a loved one, because matter of fact, I lost 2 loved ones just this month alone. Come on, somebody. But what we don't sorrow as those that have no hope. Because when you are a believer, you have hope beyond the grave.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And we know that when the Lord comes back, hallelujah, those that are going on, they're sleeping in Jesus, he's going to bring back with him. So we don't have to act a fool. We don't have to go into the casket. We don't have to turn the casket over and tell him we want to go with him. Come on, somebody. Because we know we don't want to go with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. But somebody that's hurting, especially this time of the year. Matter of fact, tomorrow is Veterans Day. It's when we honor our veterans who have served their countries, whether in wartime or in the time of peace. But a lot of us who had husbands and wives and moms and dads and siblings who were veterans, tomorrow is going to be somewhat of a sad day for them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because they're going on. Oh, yeah, and not only we're entering into the season of Thanksgiving, and that person that we love so dear, they won't be at the table. And those of us who are having Thanksgiving Day, virally, we can't see their face. We can't hear their voice. So we're kind of sad. Hallelujah. But we don't have to be sad like those that have no hope. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God.
Amen.
Because the end is not the end. And you know, sometimes folk that didn't love their loved ones, folk that ain't got no feelings, you know, they'll say, girl, get over it. It'll be 20, 15 years, and you still talking about your mama. Well, you know what? However long it takes you to recover. Hallelujah. Because the Bible speaks to us and tells us that death is an enemy. Yes, it is. It is the last enemy that shall be destroyed. So nobody wants to confront an enemy. I don't care how old or how young that person may be. You don't want that person to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So since you and I, everyone listening, everyone on this call tonight, we were made in the image of God and after his very likeness. We don't merely just die and we're done. But the part of you and I that is like God, the breath of God, the spirit of God, when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, God breathed his DNA, his blood type, his character, his reputation, his intelligence. So God didn't create us to just die and we're done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
All right.
But the real truth of the matter is that you and I, we're going to spend eternity somewhere, whether it's with the Lord or whether it's in the lake of fire. Because the Bible says that I don't care how many people resuscitate you and how many statins you take, when God takes that spirit, can't nobody retain that spirit. Hallelujah.
All right.
Bless you, Lord.
And because the Almighty God, the El Shaddai, Elohim God, he loves you and I so much. Can't nobody love you not like Jesus can. He loves us so much that he has raised up the women of destiny. At least the women of destiny ought to say something tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has raised us up to speak with the voice of God. Your voice, not your word, not your message, but the word from the throne of grace, hallelujah, to encourage somebody, not only encourage them, but to warn them that the end is not the end. But he's raised us up to be a voice in this earth for such a time as this, to remind us, women and men, that God is not only concerned about our mental, emotional, and physical condition, but perhaps even more so, God is concerned about our spiritual condition.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but every time I hear that somebody died, my mind goes to, did somebody speak to them about their sins, about repenting, come on, about accepting Jesus as their personal Savior?
All right.
So I did a little research about this year, 2020, that came in so beautifully. And then out of nowhere, we were astonished because on the left hand and on the right hand, this COVID-19, this coronavirus were taking people out. Hallelujah. But it says that this number 2020 is a resonance of focus and relationships. And we're
right.
Not to think that we've been so good and we've been so holy while we're still here. Huh? But a lot of us, God has left us here to get right where we've been wrong.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It also talks about teamwork because you see, 2020, it's like an agreement. Come on, 20, new 22. Come on, somebody. Amen. 2020. So the women of destiny, the people of God, the churches all around the world, we're supposed to be working as a team. We're not supposed to be working against one another.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Come on, somebody. It ain't about how many members you got. It ain't about how much money you can bring in. But it's about soul winning. Oh, bless his name.
Amen.
Amen.
2020, despite all of what we're going through, even now with COVID-19, despite all of that, it also represents infinite potential. So there is unlimited potential in you and me, not for yourself, not for your glory, not for your namesake, but that God may get the glory out of your life. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
So when you put this number 2020, when you add it together, it comes out to the number 4.
Come on.
And I read how single numbers, when they're duplicated, like 2020, they become stronger. And this demon called COVID-19 look like, instead of it weakening, look like it's getting stronger.
Yeah,
Come on, somebody. Bro, yeah. You got Revelation 6 and 8. I began to look into the Bible about this number 2020, this number 4, and the book of Revelation, which is written by John the Apostle. Come on, somebody. Well, he was put out on the isle called Patmos for the word of God. See, sometimes folk will distance themselves from you. Sometimes folk will dig ditches on you so you get, and they'll set traps. Come on, somebody. When the hand of God is upon your life, why? Because you don't feel in. You don't go along with the clique. Come on, y'all better talk to me tonight.
Right.
Hallelujah. So this man of God, John, the apostle, because he stood for righteousness, he stood for holiness. They even tried to kill him in some hot oil. Come on, somebody. But God kept him. Oh, something about God, he is a keeper. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And so in the 4th chapter, John starts talking about that I beheld, and lo, I heard a voice. I saw an open door. How many know that God will open doors for you that no man can close?
That's right.
Hallelujah. So he said, I saw a door open, and the voice that I heard, the voice started speaking to me, and he said, John, come up hither. So what is God telling the women of destiny? What is God speaking to the church at large? You need to come up hither. You need to come out of your mess. You need to come out of your sin. You need to come out of your lies and your cheating ways.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right now. Yeah.
Hallelujah. And come up higher in the spirit of God. I don't care what nobody say. I don't know how they preach. That God understands, and he knows that we're weak, and that everybody is doing something. But the devil is a liar. God told the man of God, Elijah, I got 5,000 that has not bowed the knee to Baal. 5,000 that ain't gave the devil no credit. Y'all better talk to me. God looking for more. That's going to lift him up. That's going to bless his name. Come on, women of destiny. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God ain't got us on here just to look cute. Come on, somebody. So somebody will know our name. But he got on us to lift up Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Brother Payne.
Revelation 6 and 8. And I looked it, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the 4th part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth.
Oh, my God.
And I said, God, when I read that, I said, God, that looks just like where we're at right now. Come on, where the world is at right now. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Because he said, and I looked, John Apostle. He said, and I looked, and behold. See, you can look, but you might not be able to see. So the Apostle said, after I looked, I saw something. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
You can have 20/20 vision and don't need no bifocus, don't need no trifocus, don't need no glasses, and you still can't see the things of God.
Come on. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless his name. But he said, behold, a pale horse. You know, when your dad, your skin looks pale because there's no life in it. On the pale horse. And it said his name that sat on him was Death.
Yeah.
And how many know we might as not be Hallelujah. Yeah. He's going from hospital to hospital, nursing home to nursing home, room to room. Come on, somebody. Taking folks out. Oh, last count I heard, they said 1,000 are dying a day. Oh, God, help us. Have mercy on us, Father. Hallelujah.
Cool.
But it said the prayer horse and his name set on him was death. And hell followed him. Hell, the grave. Come on, somebody. They got to bring in 18-wheelers to put dead bodies in. They got so many dead bodies. And the Bible says that this death angel had power along with death. They had power over the fourth part of the earth. Come on, somebody. To attack us, to kill us, to take us out with the sword. Our sword is war. So this death angel, he's sent to make war with us. Oh, bless God. But if you don't have Jesus the Christ, come on, somebody. Or if you don't have that archangel on your side, you can't win against the devil. Hallelujah.
My God.
Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah. With sword and with hunger. I've never seen in my lifetime where so many people are starving. So many people are standing in food lines and going to food banks. They lost their job. They lost their source of income. They're clearing out their bank account, trying to keep their cars and their homes because of the hunger. And then there are some who are hungering after righteousness. Somebody crying in the midnight hour. God, get us right. God, don't let us keep on sinning. Don't let us stay in our evil ways. Come on, somebody. Hungering after righteousness and with death. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to, when you woke up this morning, you ought to been glad that death hadn't come and got you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah. Anybody have anything they want to say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bishop Lassen, can I just say something?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. When I saw the theme, the end is not the end, something in my spirit just jumped, and I rejoiced because hallelujah. It's not over until God says it's over. And I was reminded of when I was pregnant with my daughter, and the doctor came in, sat me down, and said, your baby is dead, and we just need to go in and just scrape out the remains. Can be done. The doctor said, it's over. It's over. We just have to go and take out the remains. And they put me to sleep. And when I woke up, the doctor was saying something about the baby. And I said, well, what do you mean? You told me it was over. And the doctor said, I don't know what's going on. But when I went to go and scrape out the rings, take out the baby, I heard something say, don't touch it. And he said, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. He said, but something told me not to touch it. So I didn't touch it. And he said, we're just going to see what happens. And my daughter is 22 years old today.
Come on,
and
then.
So
oh, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Come
on,
bless God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
The end is nothing to
you,
Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
God.
Glory,
name.
Glory
so
to God.
Tell somebody who's listening to the doctor, they say cancer. The doctor, they give you a death sentence. But there's no doctor that can speak death over your life because
that's
it is not over until God says it's over.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
bless
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank God.
The end is not the end. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Holy God.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah. No wonder, no wonder that God has raised up the women of destiny, because there's some women, come on, somebody, in this fellowship that are having experience with God. They know what God can do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And now,
hallelujah,
now is our time to share with somebody else that's
ooh,
about to give up,
you,
that's about to throw in the towel, to let
yes,
them know that the end is not the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Not over.
Glory. Thank you. Thank you, Overseer Elliot.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank
you
for God.
God.
Oh. Yes, Lord. Then he heard a
oh,
voice that said,
God,
don't touch this. Oh, my God.
Don't
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come
glory
on,
to
man.
God. See, God don't need us
thank
to touch
Lord,
what he doesn't touch. Glory to Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. We give God glory. Hallelujah.
You
that miracle.
Thank you. That's a miracle. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. A miracle,
you know,
baby.
The Shunammite woman.
Miracle,
the Shunammite woman. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying that's a miracle, baby Marie. Oh, my God, Bishop Marie. That is a miracle. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's
oh, my God. You know, I thought about the Shunammite woman. She had spoke with her husband because the man of God was coming to town. And she spoke with her husband and said, let us prepare a little apartment, a little space for the man of God and put a table and a lamp in there for him so he'll have somewhere to study. And so her
oh,
husband
Lord,
listened
mm-hmm,
to her. And so the man of God said, what shall be done for this Shunammite? Oh, y'all better
oh,
talk
oh,
to me tonight. He said, what Alicia, shall be done
Alicia,
for this Shunammite? And he
yeah,
told her, he told him, he said, that she has no child and her husband is old.
That's right.
But how many know the word of God went forth? The word of God went forth and told the Shunammite that she was going to have a baby. Oh,
right,
God.
Right.
When the doctor
oh,
say no, you better try Jesus. Oh, bless
yeah,
his name. And so while the child was out with the father, he suffered a heat stroke and died. And so the father said, take it to the mother. Come on. It's something about the woman. Oh, y'all better talk to me
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
something about a woman that has faith in the living God. And
yeah,
he said, take the child to his mother. And so she said, I got to get to the man of God. You know, he asked, why are you going? Wait, don't worry about it. I got to get to the man of God. It shall be well. Hallelujah. And she told the driver, don't slow up, don't hold back, but put it in full gear. Come on, somebody, because I got to get to the man of God. And they said, what's going on? She said, it is well. Somebody ought to have it is well in your spirit tonight. I don't care what
yes,
the doctor told you. You got to have it is well, because the end
is
not
the
end.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's his holy name. Thank
and God
you,
raised up that Shunammite son. Come on, somebody. Oh, just like he raised up Overseer Elliot's daughter. Come on, he's the same God. Yes, he is. The same God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
hallelujah. Death.
Hallelujah.
Death is the end of biological life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's when the blood stops running warm in our veins.
Yeah.
No more blood is in the arteries. Come on, somebody. Because the
yeah,
life of the body is the blood. And when
yeah,
the body doesn't have any blood flowing, then the body dies. Praise
yeah,
God. So the end of biological life, and it's also the end, a condition, a state that we may be in, the moral
yes,
and spiritual state of human beings who are separated from God. Somebody
yes,
still don't realize that sin stinks in the nostrils of God. Yes, it does.
Right.
And God hates sin. The Bible says that God is of two pure eyes to even look on sin. So when God sees sin, his first instinct is to kill.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has granted us, some of us will make it to 70 to 80 and even more years. And we ought to be thanking God and giving God the glory that he spared our lives. Anyone else before we move on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But beloved, even though we have witnessed so much death, some of us still haven't turned from our wicked ways. We're still trying to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to make a name for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Even with death riding. How many know that death angel is still riding? Oh, bless his name, somebody. And I don't know about you all, but there's only one name that I know that heaven recognizes, and that's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Women and men of God, it doesn't matter how cute you are.
That's right.
Y'all better say something.
All right.
It don't matter how many shoes you got in your closet. It don't even matter how your hair is laid out. Come on, somebody. We spend more money on our hair than we give God his tithes. Y'all ain't got to say nothing tonight.
All right.
It don't matter how you and I can dress to the nines. But the real truth of the matter is that pastors, it don't even matter how many members are on your roll at the church.
Mm-hmm.
All living things die. All living things die.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Guess what? Apostles die. Bishops, they die too. Come on. Prophets, evangelists, and pastors and leaders, they die. Whether you a Christian or a sinner, both die. Jews and Gentiles, women and men and children, they die too. Come on, somebody. Oh, the death angel is rising. Praise the Lord, Hebrews 9:27. The death angel is rising. And the songwriter said, get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So, you know, it would be all right if we just died and we were done. Come on, somebody. If dying was the end, but we have an appointment. How many know? We have an appointment, and it's an appointment that you and I didn't make. So, therefore, you and I can't cancel that appointment because the appointment has been made by God. But after the dying, after the death angel has come, come on, somebody, the Bible says, then the judgment.
Mm.
Huh? Then the judgment. After we get up out of here, after we lay down this body and our spirit goes back to God that gave it, after that, we got to stand before a true and living God and give an account. Yes, we do. We got to give an account of the deeds done in our body, whether they were good or evil. Come on, somebody. We can try to impress men, but God, he knows our hearts. He knows our motives behind what we do and say.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But instead of us changing, some of us don't realize that the end is not the end.
Yes.
They don't realize that after they get up out of here, there is a judgment. The end is not the end. Huh. So since we don't know that the end is not the end, we keep on hoeing. We keep on lying. We keep on shacking and fornicating.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We keep on getting over on God's people. We got pastors that are still pimping the church. We won't change. We haven't turned from our wicked ways. Why? How do we know? Because we still got folk posting their cash apps. Y'all ain't got to say nothing to me. Come on, somebody. God and folk for God's holy word, like it's their word. Oh, y'all, come on.
All
hallelujah.
Right.
Posting their cash apps to get somebody's money. We're trying to figure out ways how to get back into our church building so the tithes are come back in. Oh, y'all better talk to me tonight.
We haven't
come to the realization, but it's time to share the gospel with our children. I don't care how educated your child is. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't care what kind of degrees you may have. If you have not been born again, God help us. We need to shed instead of trying to pimp and prostitute the church and prostitute our parishioners. We need to be telling them, you need to repent. You need to come out. Come on, somebody. Come out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Hallelujah. Because the end is not the end. Hallelujah. Is not the end. Hallelujah. Anybody got anything before I go on? We need to let somebody know. Come on, somebody. Beginning right now. Beginning tonight. Folk we sleeping with, and we know they full of the devil. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. And because they got a title and a position, we go along with their mess instead of telling them, you need to repent. Come on, somebody. Husbands know they wives ain't no good. Wives know they husbands is jacklegs. Come on, somebody. But we won't tell them that the end is not the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got bishops and pastors on the down low. I don't want no woman. They want another man sucking and kissing and licking on another man. Come on, somebody. And talking about the hand of God is upon me. The devil is a liar. You need to repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Repent.
And be baptized. Come on, somebody. And I ain't just talking about going in the water, a dry devil, and coming up a wet devil. I'm coming up being baptized with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire.
Yes. Do your first work over. Do it over.
Come on, somebody. We got to repent. We got to tell women that are listening, men that are listening, pastors all over this world, we got to tell them that your gift and your calling ain't going to get you into the kingdom of God.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Matter of fact, if you check the record, one of the first ones that's going to be thrown in the lake of fire is the false prophet.
Yes,
come
man.
On, child.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's time. God is giving us time. That death angel, all he's riding tonight. Come on, somebody. And it all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know we don't get up out of here. But are you ready? Come on, somebody. The Bible says when Jesus come back, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. If you're in a bed and the man ain't got no papers on you, don't try to pull your pants up. Keep on doing it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, come on, somebody. It's time for the church. The church. We talking about President Trump. We talking about the sinner man. No, it's the church. The time has come that judgment must begin. At the house of prayer. At the house of God. It's us shouting up and down the aisles and speaking in some kind of tongue and can't even speak to your neighbor. Come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
We need to repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tomorrow, veterans, we may have some veterans listening. Tomorrow, instead of you trying to figure out how to get a free meal, come on, somebody. You need to tell somebody about the one who can make you free.
Yeah, we
honor our veterans, but how many veterans died and went to hell because did nobody tell them about Jesus?
Come on.
My God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thanksgiving. Christmas are coming up, whether in person or by. But let us share the good news with our families, with our children. I always tell my son, man, you got to be saved. You got to be born again. Come on, somebody. You got to repent. You can't continue in sin that grace may abound. Come on up in here. But you got to repent. You got to turn from your wicked ways.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes.
We talking about how much we love our children and how much we love our husbands and wives. You need to tell that woman to stop being a hoe right in her house. Come on, somebody, and to repent. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Anybody got anything? Hallelujah. Tell them about Jesus for your children's sake, for your loved one's sake. Because too many lives have been lost just this year alone. Come on, somebody. Not only from COVID-19, But this year, 2020, has brought in death in an unprecedented way, in a way that we never imagined. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name. The Bible says, some people say, well, it must have been their time. If Elmer Elliot had took that attitude, her daughter probably wouldn't be here. Come on, somebody.
Right.
If she'd have settled for that and said, oh, it must be the will of God. Come on, somebody. But what did the psalmist say? I shall not die, but live. And I'm going to tell somebody how good God's been to me.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Whose report will you believe? Even Hezekiah, when the man of God came and said, set your house in order, because you shall die and not live. But the man of God turned his face to the wall, and he said, God, remember. Come on, somebody. See, when you can go to God in prayer and say, God, remember how I did what you wanted me to do, how I said what you want me to say. I went where you told me to go. God, remember me. Hallelujah. And before the prophet could get out of the court, God told him to go back. Go back to Hezekiah. Because see, how many know it's not the long drawn out prayers that move God, but it's faith that is faith in God.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Faith. Anytime God sees faith, he goes into action. Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
He said, tell Hezekiah, behold, I'm at 15 years. Oh, y'all better talk to me. Praise God. Some of us maybe done got a death sentence already, but all you got to do is turn your face to Jesus. I'm the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I ain't no sense in us dying like Abner. The Bible say he died like a fool would die. Oh, y'all better come on. Bless his name. Ain't no sense in us being up in the church and being old fools and young fools. Come on, somebody. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. A lot of the deaths that have happened this year alone, oftentimes, not from hell. How many know it? They were preventable. Come on, somebody. A lot of folk that died, they said that 10.2 million cases of COVID-19 this year alone. Hallelujah. 9,000 plus people have died from COVID-19. Why? Because a lot of them refuse to do something so simple as wearing a mask. It could have been permitted. Oh, y'all better talk to me. Gun violence. If we want to keep the guns out of mentally challenged folks' hands, it says 37. Come on, somebody. 37,000 plus lives have been killed from gun violence. This year alone, death is riding, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
20,000 plus people this year alone have taken their lives, have committed suicide. And somebody didn't tell them that it's going to be all right. You hurting right now. But trouble don't last. Not always.
Yes, it is.
Homicide, hallelujah, murder, 16,000 plus teenagers have been killed, unnecessarily, praise God, teenagers from the age of 12 to 17 years, 894 have been killed this year alone. The death angel is rising. Children from the age of 0 to 11, 250 this year alone have been killed. The death angel came and got him. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Could have been preventable. Could have been preventable, somebody. Even cancer. So many folk have been diagnosed with this demon called cancer. Prostate cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, fallopian tube cancer, you name it. They got a cancer for everything. 606,000 plus deaths are expected this year alone from cancer. Hallelujah.
Mm. My God.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Even heart attacks. It said one out of four deaths in the U.S. Every 37 seconds, someone dies from heart attacks. Every 4 minutes. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody is dying from a stroke. 785,000 deaths in this year alone dying from strokes. Why? Because we didn't do what we were supposed to do most of the time. Oh, we didn't eat right. We kept on swallowing and drinking that salt and that sugar. Come on, somebody. And then we were couch potatoes. We wouldn't even get off the couch and walk and exercise. Some of us won't even stop smoking, burning our lungs out with nicotine, and not just cigarettes, but some of us are on that dope, smoking that marijuana. Come on up in here. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Oh. Hallelujah. Die before. Why would you die? Before your time. Praise God. Some of us are still drinking cognac. Bacardi rum. Mm-hmm. Come on, come on. Oh, bless you, y'all. Mm-hmm. I know y'all been saved all your life. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And some of us won't put that Coke down, that Pepsi down. Come on, just burning our lungs out, our kidneys. Oh, come on up in here. Oh, those shoulders full of sugar and salt. Why? Things that are preventable. Oh, but the end is not the end. And then the doctor told us, oh, you need to lose some weight. And somebody done dupe you. Oh, I'm pleasingly plump. You know, they used to say the man with the big belly, oh, that's the women's playhouse, the play yard. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. It'll cause you to die before your time. We need to lose some weight. And not only physical weight, but we need to lose some sand off of our lives.
Yes. All right. All right.
Hallelujah. I know somebody on the call tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody on the call tonight. I know that you may not agree with me, but you ought to agree with the word of God. We ought to take the time out and let someone know that the end is not the end. Let us go to our text. Elder Payton, what's up with you? Oh, bless God.
You got 37 minutes, Pastor. You good.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. Anyone else have anything? Come on, y'all. It's a relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the gospel according to John, chapter 11. The Bible says a certain man was sick named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. So these were siblings. It doesn't mention the mom or the dad, so maybe they had lost their parents. I don't know, because the Bible doesn't specifically say. But it tells us what Mary it was. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So I don't know if anybody on the call has ever lost a brother. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Unlike, come on, y'all can talk.
Yes.
Unlike Cain, you had a brother that looked out for you. A brother that would fight for you. Come on, somebody. A brother, when they saw the brother coming, they'd run away from you. Come on, somebody. They'll stop calling your names and putting you down and trying to mess over you. Come on. Maybe you had some good brothers like I do. But it says it was their brother Lazarus. He was sick. So the sisters, they sent word to Jesus and said, Jesus, behold, whom thou lovest is sick. Now, if you ever lost a loved one, it might not have been a brother. It could have been a sister, mom or dad, or whoever it may be. Know that Jesus loved them. Come on, somebody. That's enough to revive your spirit, to lift up a bowed down head and say, yes, Jesus loved my loved ones. The Bible says that he whom thou lovest is sick. And I don't know if you ever went in prayer and you prayed to God and you really did believe God, but it seemed like God wasn't listening.
Come on.
And I know some people that have lost loved ones, especially unexpectedly this year. I know you're probably toiling with the thought, why didn't God heal my mom? Why he let my baby die?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, he Rafa, come on, he is the Lord that healeth us, and I know I called on the Lord. So why did my loved one die?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe y'all ain't never thought about that. Hallelujah.
No, I know why.
If you ever lost, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how your boo, I don't care how good she is to you, or how good he is to you. Can't beat the love of a mom. Oh, y'all better talk to
Amen.
Me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can't nobody. Because when daddy say, put him out, mama say, there's my baby. Come on up in here. You
all
be
right,
60,
right,
70
right.
years old, and you still your mama's baby. Hallelujah.
Right.
So then Martha, verse 20, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming and met him, but Mary, y'all see that? Y'all with me? Verse 20.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But Mary in the house. Now, Martha, these are two different sisters, different characters, different personalities. You know, we got some women in the women of destiny that are different. You know that you know what this one will do, and you'll know what that one won't do. Come on, somebody, because you learn, folk. You know you ain't got to go up under them and try to be no busybody. But see, their fruits will let you know what they made of. Y'all better talk to me. See, the Bible says that Martha was the one that was busy cooking and cleaning and sewing and washing and all that. But when she heard Jesus was coming, she went out to meet Jesus. But then the other sister, Mary, when she heard Jesus was coming, is that she sat still in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now she was the one that sat at Jesus' feet, listening to the word. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. See, it don't matter how many books of the Bible you can quote. It doesn't matter how hermeneutically astute you are.
Right.
When death hits your house, when death unexpectedly comes and you cried and you cried and you cried all night long, but it looked like Jesus didn't show up. Because, see, anybody can shout when he does it. But what about when he don't do it?
God happened. Come on, man.
Huh? What if God don't do it? What if God don't make a way? What if God don't turn your midnights into day? What if God don't save your house from going to foreclosure? What if he doesn't save your car from being repossessed? Or what if he don't heal your body? Come on, somebody. Martha said, I'm all right, I'm good. Come on, somebody. I might have been washing them dishes and cooking that food, but I was hearing something. Oh, bless his name. How many know that the word of God is not bound? It don't matter whether you preach it or not. It is not bound. God don't need you to preach his word. God is a preacher all by himself.
Yes.
He's letting us know, even in this hour, we need to come up off of that thing. See, we got our picks and chooses, who we want to hear preach, who we want to pray for us. We got our picks and chooses. But how many know that all my help is coming from the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But Mary sat still in the house. And when Martha got to Jesus, she said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But what she failed to realize was that Jesus was there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
There is no spot. Come on, somebody. But a lot of times, God don't do it when we want him to do it because it's a test of our faith. To see if we're going to hang on in there. Do you love me more than these? Pastor, do you love me more than the tithes coming in? Do you? But I know, verse 22. Martha said, but I, ain't nobody with me tonight, but I I know there's some things you ought to just know. And we as believers, we as the people of God, we ought to know that the end is not the end.
All right.
Come on, somebody. She said, I know. I know he did. I know he died. I was right there when he died. Come on. But I know that even now, how many know that God is a right now God? Hallelujah.
Right now.
Whatsoever. God, I know whatever you ask God for, God will give it to you. Come on, somebody. See, you got to know the God you serve. You got to know the Savior. Don't know about him and don't just know of him, but you got to know him in the pardon of your sins. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yeah. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise. Again, for all of us who have lost loved ones, maybe not this year, but in times past, that you lost loved ones, the end is not the end. You ain't got to go to the clubhouse and get drunk. You ain't got to pick up that pipe. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to pick up that crack cocaine and get high, because you know that the end
is
not the end. He encouraged the heart, just like he's encouraging you and I. Come on, somebody. I know God is an encourager, because I lost my mom and my dad. I've lost about 8 siblings. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless his name. I lost my husband, but I know that God will comfort you.
Yes,
he will. Hallelujah. Even some of those that may be listening that have had a divorce is similar to a death. But God will heal you. Come on, somebody. He'll heal you so you won't be saying that all men are dogs. But you won't miss out on the man that God has for you. Oh, y'all better talk to me.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Martha says unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto her,
I am. Yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
the resurrection. Hallelujah.
That's enough to shout on right there that I am.
Right there.
Come on, Moses, tell him, send me. Come on.
Look,
God, who do I tell
I
him? He said, I am.
I am.
Jesus said, I am. How many know that he's a mind regulator? He's a heart fixer. Yes, he is.
Yes.
I am a soul saver. I am your kinsman redeemer. Oh, bless his name. I am your comforter. Oh, bless his name. Somebody going through right tonight need comforting. But Jesus, let us know that I am. Hallelujah.
I am
the resurrection and the life.
And the life. Hallelujah.
Come on. And the life. Hallelujah. The doctor spoke death. Jesus will speak life. He didn't come. He didn't come that we should die. But hallelujah, that we should live and have a more abundant life. Yes. Bless his name. He that believeth in me.
Hallelujah.
Shall never die. Come on. During this time, beloved, we need to stop believing so much in preachers. Y'all better talk to me. In the chief apostles and the pope and the bishops. You better put your trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm here to tell you, I tell El Bethel all the time, I can't save you. That is not my mission. That is not my calling to save anyone. He sent me to preach the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that word is applicable to me as well. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it in, y'all. He said, I am. Though he were dead. Though he were dead. Yet shall he live. So those of you that have lost loved ones and the devil try to take your mind to the grave site, come on somebody, and make you think that your mama or your daddy, your brother or your sister, your husband or your wife is lying in a cold grave, y'all better come on somebody. He said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Come on, somebody. So somebody, you can cry. You can cry. Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. Because the Bible said weeping may endure for a night. Now, he didn't say how long your night might be. You cry all you want to cry. But you got some joy even in the midst of your tears. Even in the midst of your pain and sorrow.
Yes.
You still got some joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 44. Yes. Hallelujah. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes on, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him.
Loose him and let him go.
And let him go. That's what he said to our loved ones that are gone on. Hallelujah. He called them forth unto himself. Hallelujah. Your heart was broken. I know mine was. Come on, somebody. But how many know that he amend? He can mend a broken heart because we know that the end is not the end.
It's not the end.
Hallelujah. So the women of destiny, we ain't trying to be cute, y'all. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to impress nobody. But we're on here tonight to tell you about a man from Galilee that if you're into sin, he'll set you free. We came to tell you how over 2,000 years ago, coming down through 42 generations, how the bleeding Lamb of God went up Golgotha's hill and gave up the ghost. Surely he died. Should have been us, but surely he died out on a hill called Calvary. He died so that you and I can live, so that your loved ones that have gone on can yet live because they believed in the living God. He died and went to hell. Yes, he did. Took the keys from the devil. Come on, he's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Yes, he does. He is the one that said, come forth. Ooh, bless God. How can he come forth? Because he came forth. Early the third day morning, he came forth. Got up out of the grave, stood on resurrection ground, and declared all power.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
In his
hallelujah.
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 The end is not the end, beloved. I don't care what folk tell you. Come over it. Hallelujah. You're on the verge of breaking up and they say, get over it. Come on, somebody. You headed to the divorce court and they say, get over it. But God has said, loose him. Hallelujah. Right in the midst of what you're going through, he'll loose
right
you.
Yes, he
hallelujah. He ain't got to take you out of the storm, but he's peace right in the midst of the
right
storm.
In the midst.
So, beloved, on tonight, if you knew, if you know that God, if he called you, if that death angel came to your house tonight, hallelujah, and you wouldn't be ready, you can call me. You can call anyone on this call. You can send us a text message and let us know that I want to repent. I want to be born again. What must I do to be saved?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Because the death angel is riding, and we don't know. We don't know when he may stop at your house. We just don't know. Come on, somebody. That's the reason why the Lord said, be ye also ready, for you know not the day or the hour. Yes. Hallelujah. Have your children to repent. Husbands, get your wife. Come on, somebody. Get that lust out of your eye and get some spirituality on you. And get your wife and tell her to repent. Wives, tell your husbands. Come on, somebody. Oh, fathers, tell your sons. It's time to repent. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. The presiding bishop had told us about, this was around March or April, I believe, how 300 bishops had died from COVID. Hallelujah. I don't believe they were expecting to die. Not this year. Mm-hmm. And not from COVID. Come on, somebody. And all I can think of, well, did they repent? But they saved. Because, see, I found out that just because you got a title and a position, it don't mean you're saved. It don't mean you've been born again. Because I done seen some lying cussing preachers. Come on, somebody. Some whoremongering preachers. You need to repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. We need to repent. We need to stop faking and fronting before folk. Hallelujah. ADFI, full of pastors and apostles and prophets and all of that. You need to repent. Don't go to hell out of the church.
Amen.
Don't go to hell from behind the pulpit. Don't let your title and your credentials and your position take you to hell. It's time to repent from the top to the bottom, from the front to the back. Come on, somebody. From the pulpit to the door, it's time to repent.
Clean up.
Yes.
It's time to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Because some of us, we think God's still playing with us. We think God is winking at sin. We think we are right with God because God ain't got us yet. Oh, but there's a day set that this angel is riding.
Yes.
The death angel is riding. And if you've lost a loved one this year, or in years past, and nobody ever told you that they were sorry for your loss, the women of destiny are speaking to you tonight that we are sorry for your loss. And we understand what you're going through. And we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we pray for ourselves, beloved, we're praying for you. We're going to the throne of grace for you on your behalf. Hallelujah. You want to holler? You want to scream? Go ahead. It's all right. Because death is our enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In your hands, Elder Pete.
Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand for you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
What a word. Hallelujah.
What a word.
Thank you, Jesus. And before we even close out in prayer, somebody may be listening need to repent on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, now's the time that you don't know the day nor the hour. Amen. Anybody have anything they want to share before we close out? Amen. 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 Well, I'm going to ask Minister Allen if he would close us out. Amen. Minister Allen.
Yes, ma'am, Elder Pate. Good evening, everyone. And I'd like to thank you. Lord Father, we come to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this podcast, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the word that went forth, Lord Father. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for Bishop Lackland, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for allowing us, Lord Father, to be able to come together, Lord Father, to be able to hear the word, Lord Father. Let us receive, Lord Father, the word that went forth, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, let it get down in us, Lord Father, that we would repent, Lord Father. We would come to you, Lord Father, that we would ask, Lord Father, for forgiveness, Lord Father, for our sins, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the opportunity, Lord Father, to be able to petition the throne of grace. We thank you for giving the only begotten Son, Lord Father, that we would have, Lord Father, the opportunity, Lord Father, to live, Lord Father, to be able to come to you, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, we thank you on this evening. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord Father. And we know that it's not been because we've been so good, Lord Father, that you keep covering us, Lord Father. But we thank you, Lord Father. We thank you for the women of destiny, Lord Father. We thank you for Bishop Derek Robertson, Lord Father. We thank you for KDFI, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the opportunity, Lord Father, to be able to come together, Lord Father. Once again, Lord Father, in your name, Jesus, we carefully give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Amen. Overseer Elliott.
Yes,
is your miracle baby near you?
She's actually upstairs, but when someone said that, I want you to know I have her programmed in my phone as Miracle Child.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes,
so
I just wanted.
Bless my heart.
Yes, I just wanted people to hear her voice. You know, to know that we can call on Jesus and he will hear and answer prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even in the midst of all of this death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Love you all. Thank you to all our listeners. And
amen. Thank you.
Bless you all.
Beautiful voice tonight, girl. You did a great job.
Well, we give God the glory. We give God the glory because he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He alone knows what we need to hear.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
And, you know what, beloved, even though we're in almost the middle of November, you know, unfortunately, someone else is going to die before the year's end.
Yeah.
And we have a mandate. I just know God has called the women of destiny. I know that. You know what I'm saying? And not only the women of destiny, but he's called each of us and placed a mandate upon our lives to be a witness, to tell somebody, don't worry about your church, inviting them to your church. It ain't your church no how. You know, whether they come to your church or not, share the good news with them because we just don't know, beloved. And we don't want the blood to be up on our hands. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love you all to pieces.
Love you. Love
you too. Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night. Stay safe and stay vigilant. Wear your mask.